Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. MoviePass quickly changed the movie-going experience by offering consumers unlimited trips to the theater for a small monthly fee. The amazing success led to growing pains. Now, after listening to their customers and reassessing their plan, MoviePass announces an all-new pricing structure that's here to stay, a three-tier permanent pricing plan starting at just $9.95 per month. Khalid Aitoum is executive vice president at MoviePass. Before that, vice president of business development, that after serving as both an investor and advisor to the company. And prior to MoviePass, he was an entrepreneur, advisor, investor, responsible for driving the growth of a number of technology companies, the founder of Kaleidoscope. MoviePass, America's largest theater network, continues to innovate. And joining us on the program, Khalid Aitoum, executive vice president. Khalid, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
What a busy time for you. And you said recently in an interview, we carefully listened to our community, learned and are strongly committed to getting people back to the movies the way they want to go. Tell us about the extensive testing that went into the development of this new movie plans that you've got.
Yeah, look, MoviePass has actually, believe it or not, been around since 2011, but we really broke out on the scene in the summer of 2017, and it was unrivaled growth. We were shocked. We were expecting maybe in 15 or 18 months that we'd get 100, 150,000 subscribers, but we got that in 2 days. So we had eight employees who were sitting in the office, and all of a sudden all these orders were coming in. We couldn't find a single company out there to ship credit cards fast enough. So we certainly went through growing pains. We had millions of subscribers join MoviePass, and we learned a lot in the process. But we, you know, it was really hard to kind of stop to take a second and say what's working, what's not. But you know, thankfully, we got some really loyal subscribers, and we really changed movie going in the U.S. And you know, some people are vocal, and thankfully they were. But we really listened hard, and we realized that, you know, our customer is the casual moviegoer, and you know, there's like 240 million people in this country that go to the movies 4 times a year. That's our customer. And we're excited about getting them to the theater, you know, 8 to 10 times
yes.
more to go 3 movies a month. I mean, it's really, we're trying to give people a reason that to make it impossible not to go to the movies.
As I was getting ready to talk with you today, I was shocked. I thought MoviePass went back to like mid-year 2017, and it goes back, as you said, well beyond that. And right in the beginning, you obviously struck a chord, one that you didn't think necessarily you were going to. I think you had like 3 million subscribers right the first couple months that you announced the new program.
It took us about a million, you know, it took us about 4 months to get to 1 million subscribers. And we then got to 2 million subscribers about a month and a half later. But, you know, the truth, Rick, is, you know, it's not about like the number of subscribers we have. It's really about changing every individual moviegoer. You know, their day and having an impact on their life,
yes.
getting them to be able to turn their phone off and disconnect, walk into a movie theater by themselves and leave with, you know, a bunch of friends, it, you know, put the politics aside, put, you know, and just go in and, you know, enjoy kind of a movie where it's best seen on the big screen.
You know, it's interesting. A part of the new campaign and telling the people about the new pricing structure, billboards in Times Square with the tagline, "Let's go to the movies." That really is a mission of yours, isn't it? To get people to watch movies the way they were meant to be watched, which is not necessarily at home watching on a small television, but in the theater and enjoying it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We, you know, I was on a plane yesterday wearing a sweatshirt that said, "Let's go to the movies." And I can't tell you the number of people that stopped me to say, "Whoa, that's so cool. What is that?" You know, and it didn't realize, I didn't realize how powerful that simple message is. Let's go to the movies. But it's also, you know, it's not about us. We just are a platform. We're a tool. We're a bunch of people working hard, having fun. And we actually just love going to the movies. My team at MoviePass. And so we're just an enabler at the end of the day. We, you know, the ad campaign is really, you know, paying tribute and homage to all our friends at the theater chains who are investing, you know, a ton of money in making the theater experience a better one, investing in seats, investing in the screens, investing in IMAX and Real D. And we're here to just get people to fill those seats and really have a great time, buy some popcorn and some soda and just enjoy movie going where it's best done at the big screen.
Well, I remember reading the CEO of MoviePass saying, one thing we learned is we have to get the studios, theater owners on board. We have to be a viable part of the ecosystem. Obviously, that's changed. Do you have them on your side now? Is this sort of a team effort to get people back to the theaters?
Look, I think everything takes time and nothing happens overnight.
Yes.
But certainly we've got I've got colleagues who spend their entire days and evenings with theater owners and theater operators and studios and distributors, meeting with folks that are putting out indie films. And, you know, we're doing everything that we can to kind of be a humble movie pass to say, what can we do to help drive people to your movies and to your theaters? And, you know, we've got some great partnerships in the works. And we're excited about letting people use MoviePass how they are. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Just like our plans, there's three sets of plans. We've got three or four different ways for studios and theaters to work with us. But, you know, I just want to, you know, dispel the myth that, you know, we want a piece of theaters concessions, or that we want discounts on tickets, or we want like a rev share on the revenue that studios get. None of that's the case. Our business is a platform, and it's really built on these new pricing plans that let us, you know, be in business, fulfill our promises to consumers, and let everybody else run their businesses how they please.
And all the information on the new plans, which we're now going to talk about, you'll find at moviepass.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a direct link that will take you there, give you information on the new plans. And you said you really changed the way people go to the movie theater. It was interesting, as you're reading, as MoviePass was taking off and growing, so many people were going, first time they'd been there in a number of years, you were able to get them into the movie theaters. And you mentioned sort of customizing now a package that fits your movie-going tendencies. Talk about that, because we've got the three plans that are now available.
Sure. You know, one of the benefits when you grow so quickly is that you wind up with a really big subscriber base. And you realize that not everybody's the same. Some people, you know, some people only joined MoviePass because of the low, ridiculously low price of $9.95. Some other people joined at $9.95 but said, you know what, we'd rather pay twice as much money to be able to go to any movie whenever we want. And so, and other people said to us, you know what, I can't use the app to go see a movie in IMAX, but I really want to see, you know, First Man in IMAX and feel like I'm on the moon. And so we really listened. We took a month this fall to kind of look at what was working, what didn't work. And we came up with three plans. They're all three movies a month, which is just an insane, insane offering. It's 36 movies a year when most Americans go to four or five. It's like 8 or 9 or 10 times more than people go. So we're just trying to make it easy, frictionless for people to go. The Select plan starts at $9.95. The Select plan is really aimed for people that care to save a buck or two, but you know, who love film and who might want you know, a curated rotation of titles. It might not include opening weekend today, but over time it will. But it's the one where, you know, not every movie is always available. But a lot of people, as long as they can see it at some point while it's in its theatrical run on the big screen, they're satisfied and they'd rather pay a lower price. So that's the Select plan.
Okay.
All Access starts at $14.95. And, you know, that's a monthly fee. And then All Access membership is really three movies a month, anytime, on the platform, as long as it's there. We cover more than 90% of movie theaters in the U.S. So that's if you really value flexibility or choice over price. It's still an amazing price. It's roughly the cost of 1.5 movie tickets in your market, whereas the Select is, like, roughly the cost of one. And then the last plan, Red Carpet, starts at $19.95 a month. And that just means it's almost exactly like the All Access plan. The only exception is that it means that one of your three movies each month can be, you know, an IMAX 2D format, an IMAX 3D format, or Real D 3D. So that's for people that want to kind of upgrade, if you will, and go see a movie in a nicer kind of format.
Khaled Itoum is with us on the program, Executive Vice President of MoviePass, talking about the new pricing structure, MoviePass.com, where to find all that information. And you do something that's very interesting as well and consumer-friendly. You've got a special zoning set up by geographical area. Movie prices are not the same everywhere in the country.
That's right. That's right. And that's kind of why we came up with these three plans. There's also three zones. But, you know, as a subscriber, as a member, you don't really have to worry about that. What you do is you go to MoviePass.com, you enter in your zip code, you choose a plan, and everything's right there for you.
And MoviePass.com is the website to go to. Now, what about current subscribers? I know you've been contacting them. How do they fit into the big picture here?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of our subscribers have been a little bit surprised that we haven't told them you got to do something. You know, we're going about it in a very you know, methodological approach here and moving people to plans and giving them options as we go, so that we can handle all the, you know, migration into the new plans. But, you know, as long as you haven't heard from us yet, you're still on your existing plan. And, you know, we'll be giving those choices to choose one of the new plans here in the near future.
I'm looking at an interview you just did, I think a few hours ago, actually, with Variety, where you sort of teased the idea that maybe there will be a new unlimited movie plan out there. Are you working on more pricing structures?
Yeah, look, we are. We think we've found some really interesting ways to make the math work, given our new business model and the new way that we're working with movie theaters. But, you know, we'll let that, you know, we're big fans of not just talking about it, not teasing things, but actually letting things happen. And when they happen, you know, we'll all know.
So stay tuned to see if there's more to come here. I was watching a video you did a number of years ago where you talk about the foundation of a relationship starts with trust. And I know that's been your sort of mantra from the beginning when you got involved in reassessing to build that trust. How is that working? Do you feel that trust is coming back? And I understand membership subscriptions are on the increase now.
You know, so I think, you know, what I was saying was I think you can't expect trust. Trust is earned, and it's not earned overnight. It's just like any other relationship. And so, you know, the best way for us to win trust back is actually allow our subscribers and what I call our diehard subscribers to try our new product, try our new plans, and see that it works and that it works flawlessly and that, you know, you can take a friend on the plan and that you can, you know, pretty soon we're going to be rolling out couples plans and family plans. And, you know, so as long as the product works and works well and makes it easier for you to go to the movies, then what's not to trust? But, you know, we do know that we're making progress there. You know, it's day by day. And I really owe all of that to the team at MoviePass. It's just working tirelessly and giving this 200%. I can tell you every single person is a movie lover, and people come in really early and stay really late and work nights and weekends because we're all committed to getting people back to the movies where they're best seen.
I got about a minute or so left. I love your passion. You mentioned you're a movie fan. Are all the people on the team at MoviePass? Talk about the satisfaction you're getting. You were an investor and advisor to this company in the beginning. Obviously, you believe you can take the technology and make it a better moving-going experience for people. How satisfying is this that you really are able to turn the corner now and bring new people into movie theaters?
Look, you know, it's happening every day. You know, we've been really, really happy with the launch of the business. We're really excited about these billboards that are going on Times Square. The billboards that are going up reflect a new ad campaign called Let's Go to the Movies. We're trying to take the controversy out of MoviePass because it really never should have been controversial. And you know, we know people love what we're building because, you know, people are signing up in droves, MoviePass.com, and, you know, exciting things to come down the road.
You know, I love the theme of it, the tagline, let's go to the movies, as you said, that really says it all. And with everything going on in the world, when you get into an argument with somebody about politics or you're watching the news and you're frustrated, let's just go to the movies. That's sort of a nice escape for everybody, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And movies literally drive empathy. You know, you go to the movies, you know, you can put your politics aside. You can just toss everything aside. Unplug, but you know, really by disconnecting, it's the place where we connect best. You walk out as friends, you've all seen the same movie, great conversations, you look at life differently. And you know, really, you know, we're just an enabler in getting people to see this great content that so many independent filmmakers and so many of the major studios are putting out.
Khaled Aytoun has been with us on the program, Executive Vice President of MoviePass, talking about their new price structure. You can get all the information, new plans for 2019, starting at just $9.95 per month. You'll find it all at MoviePass.com. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Khaled, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
We'll see you at the movies. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.